You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on January 24th, 2025. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 4 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, edition of SFU News, and commentary on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey. First up today was supposed to close out the last week's show, Dan Mankin's Being Somewhere, with Sleep on the Floor featuring Lumineers.
Pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born to drown. Baby, come on. Father Brennan said, we were not born in sin. Leave a note on your bed, just let your mother know you're safe. And by the time she wakes, we'll have driven through the state. We'll have driven through the night.
Toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse.
make it out.
That was Sleep on the Floor featuring Lumineers from Dan Mangan's Being Somewhere. Next up is John Hopkins' Ritual. Here is part 4, The Veil. Now I'd like to comment on the SFP Athletics at this time. There were three events on January 18th. First, with the Red Leafs track and field teams, where the women's started at 10 a.m. in the UW Mile City at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, were timed for minutes and seconds. In the women's 1 mile run, which is 1,609 meters, Rachel Watkins was the top SFU performer at 4:59.59 for 8th, followed by Celine Tastemir at 5:01.75 for 19th, and Dana Thompson at 5:04 for 24th, Ella Marion at 5:10 for 44th, and Charlotte Prangley at 5:11.21 for 47th, as other Red Leafs finished well below top 50 in a field of 244 competitors. Meanwhile, SFU women's basketball started against Alaska Fairbanks at 11 a.m. Pacific at Patty Center in Fairbanks, Alaska. The Red Leafs dominated the Nanooks 99-80 as SFU was led by Sophia Witsotsky with 35 points. The highest in the game, followed by Shelby Merlane with 28 among 11 Red Leafs scorers. Meanwhile, Miranda Lohman led Alaska Fairbanks with 20 points, followed by Destiny Reimers with 15 and Jada Van Dyke with 12 among 10 Nanooks scorers. Back to the UW Miles City at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, as the men's started their 1 mile run at 12:30 p.m., won by SFU's Jose Castro at 408.98, followed by Aiden Good at 409.72 for third, Jacob Wadwani at 410.56 for 11th, Sebastian Brickman at 411 for 13th, Colton Plummer at 415.34 for 47th, Braden All at 416.15 for 52, Benjamin Schoening at 417.09 for 60th, as other Red Leafs finished well below top 100 in a field of 521 competitors for the men's 1 mile run, which is 1609 meters, in the UW Miles City at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington. SFU men's basketball provided a nightcap for January 18th as they hosted St. Martin's at Burnaby's West Gym. The Red Leafs shaded the Saints 80-77 as the Red Leafs were co-led by Luke Howard, Zach Stone with 15 points each, followed by Irish Kokia with 11 among 8 SFU scorers. The Saints were led by Diego Trejo Delgado with 12 points, followed by Emmanuel Oludele, Marcel Stevens with 11 points each, and Jay Sean Moore, Jacob Harper with 10 points each among 9 St. Martin's scorers. On January 19th, SFU Women's Wrestling, the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference champions, competed in the Evergreen Women's Open at Constano Recreation Center in Olympia, Washington, hosted by the Evergreen State College Geoducks, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for the Red Leafs. Two SFU wrestlers finished within the top three in Varsity 110. In Championship Round 1, Gina Bolognese bested Tel Serena Walter of Eastern Oregon 11-9. The Red Leafs earned two 10-0 technical foul wins in quarterfinals as Gina Bolognese dominated Carla Beza of University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and Kelsey Lowen toppled Jara Rodriguez of Big Bend Community College. Both Bolognese and Lowen experienced technical fouls in the semifinals as Gina Bolognese was tumbled by Nizoni Tallman of Evergreen State 12-2, while Kelsey Lowen upended Gloria Diaz of Eastern Washington 11-0. In the consolation semifinal, Gina Bolognese defeated Tel Serena Walter of Eastern Oregon 8-2 and dominated Gloria Diaz via a 12-2 technical foul in the third place match. Later on, Kelsey Lowen defeated Nizoni Tallman 11-4 in the first place match and won the Varsity 110 crown. In the Varsity 124, Madison Groff won all her three matches via technical fouls, as she toppled Reagan Fallon Small of Washington State 10-0 in a quarterfinal, tumbled Kaya Miller of Big Bend Community College, also 10-0 in a semifinal, and upended Erica Grant of Evergreen State 13-2 in the first place match to win the Varsity 124 crown. Two Red Leafs were in the top three in Varsity 131, as both won their quarterfinals via 10-0 technical fouls. Laura Alcantar Soto dominated Kirsten De La Zerda of Eastern Oregon, while Ella Finding toppled Rowan Kohler of Western Washington. In the semifinals, Laura Alcantar Soto lost to Anna Rodriguez of Eastern Oregon despite a 4-4 decision, while Ella Finding tumbled Tabisi White from University of Washington via an 11-0 technical foul. In a consolation semifinal, Laura Alcantar Soto dominated Rowan Kohler of Western Washington via a 10-0 technical fall and toppled Tabisi White from University of Washington via a 12-0 technical fall in the third-place match. Meanwhile, in the first-place match for Varsity 131, Ella Finding lost to Anna Rodriguez of Eastern Washington. In Varsity 145, Amelia Lucas encountered falls in all three matches as she upended Dana Enderlin of Washington State at just 29 seconds in a quarterfinal, dropped Danielle Ron from University of Nevada, Las Vegas at just 59 seconds in a semifinal, and fell to Liv Weber of Eastern Oregon at 121 in the first place match for Varsity 145. In Varsity 160, Lene McCracken experienced falls in all four matches as she toppled Telachinoli Arevalo from University of Oregon at just 33 seconds. In Championship Round 1, tumbled Dana Enderlin of Washington State at 59 seconds in a quarterfinal, upended Cassandra Friandelich from University of Las Vegas, Nevada at 42 seconds in a semifinal, and fell to Flor Parker Borrero of Evergreen State at 136 in the first place match for Varsity 160. Two wrestlers finished within the top three in Varsity 207. In Round 1, Amanda Silveri dropped Wendy Delgado of Pacific Lutheran at 125, while Julia Ricci fell to Renae Uresti from University of Nevada, Las Vegas at 106. Both Red Leafs met in Round 2 of Varsity 207, where Julia Ricci toppled Amanda Silveri at just 59 seconds. In Round 3, Amanda Silveri fell to Renae Uresti from University of Nevada, Las Vegas at 516, while Julia Ricci upended Wendy Delgado of Pacific Lutheran in just 27 seconds, as Silveri earned third and Ricci finished second in Varsity 207 of the Evergreen Women's Open at Constano Recreation Center in Olympia, Washington, hosted by the Evergreen State Geoducks on January 19th. On January 22nd, the SFU Red Leafs track and field program welcomed Rhea Matonovic, a star middle distance runner ranked as the top Canada U18 runner last summer. Matonovic, who hails from Kamloops, also finished second at the BC Cross Country Championships. The SFU Red Leafs track and field program announced three standout additions today: Nova Wedman-Kent, Charlotte Bosma, and Peter Kunkka. Nova Wedman-Kent is a high jumper who hails from Cobble Hill on Vancouver Island and finished third in the 2024 Jamboree Provincials at 1.57 meters with her personal best at 1.58. Charlotte Bosma, who hails from Richmond, joins her older sister Claire Bosma, a 400-meter runner with SFU. Charlotte is a long and high jumper with her personal best in the high jump at 1.57 meters in 2024. Peter Kunkka is a long-distance runner with his personal bests in 800 at 158.76, 1500 at 402.04, and 3000 at 834.77, all in 2024.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Northwest Nazarene are first at 7-1 conference, 14-2 overall. St. Martin's second, 6-2 conference, 17-4 overall for second. Central Washington are third, 6-2 conference, 12-6 overall. Alaska Fairbanks are 4th, 5-3 conference, 9-8 overall. Seattle Pacific, 5th, 4-4 conference, 8-11 overall. Western Washington, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 3-5 conference, but at 11-7 overall. Montana State Billings are 7th, 3-5 conference, 12-9 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 8th, 3-5 conference, 10-11 overall. Simon Fraser are 9th at 2-6 conference, 6-12 overall. And Western Washington are last at 1-7 conference, 4-14 overall.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Alaska Anchorage are first at 8-0 conference, 17-2 overall. Montana State Billings are second, 6-2 conference, 17-4 overall. Central Washington, third, 6-2 conference, 13-4 overall for third. Northwest Nazarene, fourth, 6-2 conference, 12-5 overall. Western Washington, fifth, 5-3 conference, 10-7 overall. St. Martin's, sixth, 3-5 conference, 10-6 overall. Simon Fraser, 7th, 3-5 conference, but are 10-7 overall. Western Oregon, 8th, 3-5 conference, 7-9 overall. Alaska Fairbanks are 9th at 0-8 conference, 5-11 overall. And Seattle Pacific are last at 0-8 conference, 6-15 overall.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UCAS and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Welcome back now to SFU News, all based on X. On January 18th, Venture Labs promoted an article that features 7 strategies for startups. On January 20th, SFU promoted a new children health policy study where nurse home visiting programs may reduce intimate partner violence instances for first-time young mothers, led by Nicole Catherine, the Associate Director of the Children's Policy Center and an SFU Health Sciences professor, published in the British Journal Open. Also on January 20th, alumni recognized Mina Tabel, the CEO at Global Senior Care, as she was named Top 40 Under 40 in 2024 from Business in Vancouver, on top of promoting its Instagram page. Furthermore, on January 20th, Criminology mentioned 2 occurrences as it congratulated Professor Sarah Yurchich for being promoted as the co-director in the Freda Center for Research for Violence Against Women, with the other co-director being Dr. Margaret Jackson, another criminology professor, and is hiring a tenure-track faculty member on Indigenous peoples' criminal justice issues. Psychology promoted its new assistant professor, Sally C., who is very interested in the flexibility of human thinking, reasoning, and feeling based on experiences in the dynamic social world. Urban Studies professor Meg Holden and Sandra Brew published an article on conversation.com as they discussed about ever-evolving urban studies in Canada. On January 21st, SFU Research congratulated Sean Soderberg of Applied Sciences, Natasha Da Silva, Stephen Dodge, and Hoi Kwan Liu of Sciences for earning Alliance Quantum Grants from NSERC CRSNG, the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada. Research also promoted Lloyd Elliott, a statistics and actuarial sciences professor who earned the Scholarly Impact of the Week, as he is studying the impact of having diabetes, exposure to traffic-related pollution, and high alcohol consumption, leading to Alzheimer's as people get older, between 44 and 82, led by Dr. Gwenaëlle Duod from University of Oxford. Furthermore, on January 21st, the Vancouver campus promoted its virtual tour of for all of SFU's three campuses, including Burnaby and Surrey. Alumni promoted the Chang Institute Prize and tweeted that their student fundraisers are calling. Archaeology announced that Dr. Barbara Winter, the former director of the Museum of Archaeology and Ethnology, earned a distinguished King Charles III Coronation Medal for her decades of service to museums, museum studies, education, and archaeology. English encouraged students to apply to its graduate school. Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies promoted the new book from Matt Arthur, a GSWS PhD student, titled Capacities 2, Effect Up Against Fascism, as it is published online. On January 22nd, alumni encouraged people to check out the Burnaby campus on its virtual tour. English published its first letter of 2025. Urban Studies extended the deadline to its graduate diploma master programs. Faculty of Education shared a story of Jenna Lee DiNardo, a PhD student in education, as she tries to bridge between arts and legal education. The Vancouver campus promoted the SFU SafePath. Venture Labs promoted an alumni net skirt of earning $3 million investment in 2024. On January 23rd, Faculty of Environment promoted Minsin Pan, who was hired by the Department of Geography as an assistant professor this month and started SFU's new Climate and Weather Extremes Lab, where she researches physical mechanisms of extreme weather events to predict future occurrences. Also on January 23rd, the English department sent condolences to Stephen Black, a former English professor emeritus, who passed away on New Year's Day 2025. Education promoted its master program in curriculum and instruction, ecological education. Furthermore, on January 23rd, SFU's Morris J. Wask Center for Dialogue hosted the Community Driving Change Forum, hosted by Save Our Street Coalition. Led by Save Our Street Coalition, where various leaders attended, including the Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim, who announced three changes: a new plan in downtown Eastside, pause of net supportive housing in Vancouver, and more crackdown on gang activity, including downtown Eastside. Other attendees were the Vancouver Police Department Chief Adam Palmer, the Surrey Police Service's Chief Constable Norm Lipinski, and Cash Heed, the former West Vancouver Police Department Police Chief, who later became the BC Public Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, and is now a Richmond City Councillor. Today, Health Sciences recognized Assistant Professor Kiefer Card as the new Blanche and Card Beckerman in Public Health Education. School of Interactive Arts and Technology promoted Oli, a music player developed by Professors Will Odom, Ron Walkery, along with their colleagues that enable people to listen to music they like from the past. Venture Labs spotlighted Timizics, which joined Venture Labs this month. There are multiple events today. Philosophy hosts Serife Taken from SUNY Upstate Medical University as he talks about connecting science and human psychiatry at West Mall Center 3210 in the Burnaby main campus at 3:30. Clean Energy Research Group hosts its 2025 discussion regarding hydrogen as an energy storage, featuring two professors, Andy Hira, Andrew Wright, Matt Kleppenstein, George Benson, at RBC Dominion Securities Room 2200 in the Harbor Center campus at 4:30. English hosts the first off-the-shelf poetry of 2025, featuring Annie LaFleur, Brandy Burt, and Shane Book at Bellsburg Library in Harbor Center at 7 p.m. at 5:15 West Hastings, Vancouver, B.C. Ryland Simpson is holding a SFU Criminology 251 series.